Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, fill our hearts with your love, our minds with your thoughts, and our mouths with your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, I am struggling a bit this morning. Been working on this for a while. What I'd like to begin with this morning is simply this. In our society and in life, there are many people that train to do jobs that they are very, very, very passionate about. And yet, if you really ask them, they hope they never have to use their skills. EMT, paramedics, I cannot believe that these well-trained people that go out in instances of accident or traumatic and severe illness to try to save lives hope that it happens. They don't, but they go nonetheless. Firefighters, most of which up here is all volunteer, they give their time, they train hard, they have a wonderful association, almost a brotherhood from within that building. And you can't tell me that they pray that that alarm is going to ring, that somebody's home or property would start on fire. Soldiers. Millions of soldiers have served this country. Many were trained to fight, and thank God not all of them were asked to do so. There have been times of relative peace, and yet, when called, they use the skills that they were taught, that they learned, not to take life, but to defend it, and when needed, to take life and also give up their own. And you can even take that last bit and put it with your firefighters and your EMTs. Because anytime you go to an accident, anytime you go to a fire, you take the chance of getting hurt. You take your own lives in your hands. And yet, they run out the door. They charge away in ambulances and fire trucks. They march through woods with nothing more than combat boots, a uniform, and a rifle. They do these things not because they want to. They do these things because they have a sense of call to do so, where and when necessary. And they hope and pray that that ambulance doesn't go out that day, that those fire trucks aren't called that day, and that the world can somehow find a way to be at peace. That the word soldier becomes something that we simply remember, but not something that we have to be. But life doesn't work like that. Because they knew when they trained for those jobs that these things would happen. That Satan is alive and well. That there will be accidents. There will be pain and suffering. And unfortunately, there will be wars. I wish I could say different. And they go without thinking. Today, in today's gospel, as with Jesus' ministry all throughout, he is teaching. And some of the lessons that he's teaching are hard, and specifically to them, hard to understand. Peter comes up with the right answer. He says, Messiah. In Greek, it is Christ, and it means the same thing, an anointed one. Someone from the house of David, someone who would be king, someone who would rid them of the oppressors, that would raise up the nation of Jerusalem again and rid the country of pain and suffering and those that invade. So when Jesus starts telling them about how he must die, that the Son of Man and his ministry will lead to suffering and death, it's no wonder Peter threw his hands up, because no, that's not what the Messiah is supposed to do. Yeah, it was. That's what Jesus was supposed to do. You see, Jesus understood that although he didn't go looking for it, although he didn't want it to happen, although in the Garden of Gethsemane he prayed that that cup might pass from him, he knew where this journey would end. And he did it and followed through with it. Not because he hoped that it would ever come to it, but because that's why he was here. He knew it would, and he followed through. So he brings his disciples and the people together and says, this is what it means to pick up your cross and follow me. This is what it means. Now, in today's world, what does that mean for you and I? That's always been a question. I like to say that at my age, it becomes a little clearer all the time, but the world creeps in and it gets foggy. So what does it mean in our daily lives to pick up our cross and to follow Jesus? Does that mean we pick it up and we go looking for harm, that we go looking for hurt, that we go looking for pain? We don't have to go looking for it. Okay, life is full of that. That is living. There will be really good days. There will be days that won't be so good. But what it means, at least to me, to pick up your cross and follow Jesus is, without going and looking for it, without wanting that ambulance to go out the door, without wanting that bell to ring, without wanting that war to begin, be prepared. Be ready. Understand the love of God through Christ Jesus and be filled with it. And carry it with you each and every day. That should a crisis arise, should someone be in need, should you be the one in need, that Christ is there. Yes, still a burden, still lugging that cross, but never alone, never alone, and always, always equipped. Always ready to take on whatever lays before us. From something just as simple as holding someone's hand or a hug, to a hot meal, to housing the homeless, to praying for them, to praying for ourselves. And know that in suffering, he's there even if it be ours. Because you need to understand, Jesus didn't hold back from any of that. He went forward in the love of God, equipped by God to take on what came, knowing full well how it would end. And for all of us someday, it will end that way too. But just as that was not the last day for Christ, nor is it ours. That's how we're equipped. That's how we're made ready, is knowing that you are a loved, beloved, cherished child of God through Christ Jesus. And there isn't anything in this world that can separate you from the love of God through Christ Jesus. That's what we pick up and carry. We carry the cross to live as Christ lived, not looking for trouble, not looking for pain, but prepared to take it on when it arises. When need arises, to be able to fill that need, to be able to make a difference as Jesus made a difference. Somehow in the end, to ask yourself, what does it mean to pick up my cross and to follow Christ? Something tells me that the answer will be just a little different, because we all are just a little different. But whatever that answer is, Know that Christ lives. Know that he lives in you. Trust that. That's all you need to be prepared. That's all you need to go forward in life boldly, in joy or in not so joyous. He'll always be there, all the way to the end. And it's through him, that in all of this we are called to bear witness, to speak out against the sin of the world, against death, against the grave, against Satan, his very self. This is how we're equipped. The love of God that abides in you in Christ Jesus. Go forth boldly. Carry the cross. Amen.